Hey everybody, welcome back to the Finding Your Heart podcast, where we are helping singles navigate this season with grace and faith and knowing your purpose before marriage. Of course, I'm super excited that you're here listening, and I hope that you are enjoying this new fresh weather that spring brings. I'm so excited. But today I am going to talk about, you know, how to make sure that you remain a vessel unto honor. So some of you may not know, but I absolutely love worship. I'm not just talking about singing or lifting your hands on Sunday or your personal prayer time, but really, truly honoring God with your life and body. Our last podcast, if you haven't listened to it yet, we talked about being vessels and how to make sure that your vessel is kept clean and tidy. And so I want to make sure that we truly understand the value of being a woman of honor and how to become a woman of honor. Honor can be described as high respect, having great esteem, and adhering to what is right or conventional standard of conduct. So when we think about honor, it's about doing what is right in the eyes of others, that you are a person that is held in high esteem. And so someone could ask, well, what is right? What is that standard of conduct that I should be doing? You know, my parents have taught me one way. I've learned something else in college, and just experiences have showed me a totally different way. So who or what really determines the standard on what is honorable and dishonorable? Well, sisters, the standard is God's word. I know that may seem cliche or duh, of course it is, but it really is God's word. I know that there are so many other standards out there, and it does appear that as believers, we are getting the short end of the stick in regards to promises and things happening in our lives. But God's word for the Christian woman is the best standard no matter what. It will literally save us and keep us from falling into traps and unnecessary heartbreaks and situations. So I would suggest to you to begin a study on the book of Proverbs. And the book of Proverbs talks about how to honor your life and honor God through the things that we say and do, as well as it talks about how other people should honor their lives in as they go throughout their life. Another book that I would recommend is the book of Romans. It talks about how we should be transformed in our mind and different ways in which we should think and walk and talk. And it walks you through that whole process of sanctification and living a holy life. So check those two books out, Proverbs and Romans, and message me. Let me know when you get started on it. So as women, we have the choice. We have the choice to either listen and obey God's word and become a woman of honor, or just continue to go in the way that we want to or what others may expect. I can remember in college, I made the choice to visit one of my male friends who I knew had a crush on me. But in my head, I was just going there, you know, to watch a movie. And so I knew nothing was going to happen because, yes, my cycle was on. So I knew nothing was going to happen. And I definitely was committed to remaining celibate and a virgin until I got married. So I still made the choice, though, to go over there. And so somehow we moved from the table to his bed. And he knew that I was on my cycle because I disclosed that. Oh my gosh, why did I do that? But anyway, so he began to rub my stomach and try to make me feel better. And it did for a moment. And while I was laying there, conviction just fell over me because here I am, a woman of God, and I'm laying up in someone's bed letting him rub on my stomach. I mean, it may not be nothing to you, but in that moment, I felt completely convicted. I did not feel like a person of honor. I felt like I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And so I ended up getting up and leaving for the night. I want to say it was a couple of weeks later. Of course, I'm not on my cycle anymore. And he came to visit me in my dorm room and found myself in that same position again. And his hands began to wander other places. I immediately, y'all, jumped up and asked him to leave. And he thought that I was crazy. He was like, "What is going on with you? Why are you acting this way?" And I was like, yeah, this is not right. I can't do this right now. I don't want to do this right now." But what it was, I had already subjected myself, put myself in a place that was not honorable. And so he thought it was fine to continue in those ways. This is just an example of how different things can creep into our lives if we continue to allow them, as we slowly lower our standards and begin to dishonor God with our choices. I don't know what your examples are. I'm not sure what you have been through, but I'm sharing my stories because I don't want you to fall into the traps that it's okay to let down your standards, because each standard that you let down, you're dishonoring not only yourselves, but God. So I want to discuss real quick about how can we ensure that we are honoring God with our lives? How can we ensure that we're honoring God with our lives? I already shared this already, but number one, you definitely want to take time to study the Word of God, particularly Proverbs and Romans. Number two, I would invite you to join a community filled with mentors and others like you that want to live a Christian life pleasing to God as you navigate dating, as you navigate talking. We have a community already set up for you, so make sure that you use the link in the bio and join our community. You can also join it by going to www.rondalive.com/findingyourheart, putting your information, and you'll immediately get access to that community. That community will give you the number three that I'm going to share, which is accountability. You need someone that's going to tell you some things that you don't want to hear in the moments that you don't want to hear them. Because that is God, I think, extending his grace even more so to give you a chance to honor him with your life. It's not what you do publicly all the time that gets God's attention, but it's what you're doing privately. It's what you're doing privately, and he blesses you publicly for what you're sacrificing. So do what's necessary to be accountable, not only to yourself, not only to God, but to other people. And number four, date publicly. So my situation, going to the house or going to somebody else's house, that is not dating publicly. We should have just took our little selves to a restaurant or a group game night. But even that sometimes can go a little left if you're not too careful. So sisters, you are not alone in this. I want you to know that there is power and there is benefits when you choose to honor God in your singleness and while you're dating. After that, you didn't ever find me slipping up being in somebody's room. And I believe God has honored the sacrifice and the obedience that I displayed to him then. And now he has blessed me and continued to bless me. Not only was I obedient, but I was sensitive to what Holy Spirit was saying. So we are not ignorant. concerning Satan's devices. We know exactly when he comes to try to tempt us or to make us walk in a dishonorable state, but I'm going to pray and know that God is with you every step of the way. He's promised to give you the desires of your heart as you continue to delight yourself in him. So, Father, we thank you so much for this time. We pray, God, that you will continue to make us vessels unto honor, that, Lord, our ears will become sensitive to your word, sensitive to your prompts, and that as we become sensitive to you, Lord, that our body will begin to align itself with your word. And God, you said that in your word, no good thing will you withhold from them who walk upright. And so, Lord, help us to walk upright as we look for the promises of you being manifested in our lives. I love you all so much, and thank you so much for listening.